B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the deal is done.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. You know, we don't have a lot of guests on this show other than some of the regulars, right? So, you know, Brad Stevens or Bruce Arena, some of the coaches.
Yeah, I'm not built for just stacking guests. Just yeah, show polls.
We don't do a lot of guests on this show.
I can't stand show polls. I can't stand challenges. I can't stand any of that crap.
I would say this guest that is about to join us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, maybe one of our most frequent non-coach guests, not a coach, not a player. That would be Daniel Wallach, who joins us now. He's a gaming law and sports betting expert, and you know him. He's a legal analyst at The Athletic. He's been with us many times before,
sure
whether it was this topic or Deflategate. You've been with us so many times now, Daniel.
Robert Kraft, it's always an honor. So thanks for including me in your list of non-regular guests. I didn't know that about your show. So
we got RJ
really
Bell,
excited.
Too. I mean, we spread it out.
Well, you were with us in January in Miami at the Super Bowl, and we were giving you some crap then. Actually, let's go back to what was going on. We'll play it for you. This is what happened on the show when you were with us in person in January.
Sports legal expert predicts that this will be the last Super Bowl that Massachusetts residents will not be able to legally bet on.
Ooh.
That was 2 years ago, and then we gave you crap about it this past January. But here's what I want to show everyone, Zoe, on our simulcast. I've got this in my hand.
You passed those out. It's nice.
I still have this. Still a couple left in this package to give you some insight.
That's not a good idea if you only have, you still are on that first package.
Well, no.
We're like 6 months into a pandemic.
Well, here's what happened. There is a couple left because I used them at the start before we got some better quality masks. But in January at the Super Bowl.
He knew it.
Wasn't even February yet. It was January. And Daniel Wallach gave me this package of surgical masks, if you can see that, and said, here, this is my gift to you. Get yourself ready for the pandemic and for coronavirus. And I don't think very many people were talking about it back in January, but you were, and I took it seriously, and I'm glad you gave me that gift. Thank you, Daniel. So that was a good prediction, as was your new sports betting one. What is happening? What is going on here in Massachusetts?
Sports betting legalization is one step closer in Massachusetts. The House of Representatives passed an economic development bill that included a sports betting proposal that is probably as detailed as any that I've seen around the country. So now it moves on to the Senate, and that's where a little bit of resistance is expected. But this is the close of the legislative session in Massachusetts. All business has to be wrapped up this week. So we should find out by the end of the week whether there will be legal sports betting in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And so far, all signs look good. It's going to provide in-person betting at the casinos and at the racetracks, as well as statewide mobile wagering. It has everything you'd want to have in a bill if you're a consumer or if you're a bettor. It has all the robust integrity protections. The tax rate is relatively low at 15%, and even the sports teams benefit directly by getting a small percentage of the wager revenues associated with games played at in-state stadiums and arenas. So it's a win-win for everybody, most particularly DraftKings, Barstool, and FanDuel.
What separates this state that you've reviewed to others? You said it's so much more comprehensive than other states. What separates Massachusetts?
Massachusetts has two things going for it. The sports leagues and the teams have much more influence.
Okay.
With state legislators than in other states. I mean, your capital is in Boston. The legislature and the teams are in the same city. In other states, the teams and the leagues have much less experience and interaction with lawmakers. I mean, there's so much goodwill that the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Bruins have by virtue of their success And, you know, it's just such a sports-obsessed town that that the sports industry will probably get much more consideration in a commonwealth like Massachusetts than occurs in other states. This is going to be the first state that creates an integrity fee payable to team venues and venue operators based upon, you know, revenues associated with bets. The leagues have been asking for that all over the country. They're coming close to getting it in New York, but Massachusetts may be the first state to give the sports side a direct cut of the betting revenues.
So as part of that, the integrity fee is paid, but you also mentioned that the difference is, here in Massachusetts, that it's untethered. So explain what that means for it to be untethered, which is different from other states, correct?
To spur more competition and innovation. Tethering means that in states like Nevada, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, all the websites for sports wagering and mobile platforms are controlled by the brick-and-mortar casinos. So the casinos and racetracks decide who get to be their, you know, mobile partner, and that reduces the number of online operators that can exist in a given state. Massachusetts is the first state that allows completely untethered online sports wagering, meaning DraftKings and FanDuel will automatically be entitled to a license even if they didn't have a casino partner. In other states, you need to have a casino partner, and that divvies up the revenue share and it restricts competition. So automatically from day one in Massachusetts, assuming that this bill passes, you'll be able to wager online at DraftKings, FanDuel, and at least two other mobile wagering platforms that are not tethered to any casino or racetrack. But if you're a customer of those casinos, you'll be able to wager on their online platforms as well. So I would expect a minimum of 8 separately branded websites in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So you'll have an abundance of choice. You can have 8 accounts.
So other than Nevada, is there any state where you can have 8 online accounts to be making legal wagers?
Jersey, they have, I think, close to 30 or 40, because even though it is a tethered environment where an online sportsbook needs to find a casino partner, right, each one of the racetracks and casinos gets up to 3 branded websites. So with 15 casinos and racetracks, you multiply that by 3, you get to 45 websites.
So because of Atlantic City and because of their number of racetracks and casinos across the state, they're able to have so many.
Right. You only have 4 casinos in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, only 1 racetrack. So the gaming stakeholders are much fewer in Massachusetts than they are in states like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Nevada. So you need to untether. Otherwise, you'll create a monopolistic situation where there are only 1 or 2 platforms. And for a state like Massachusetts, you need a lot more than just 1 or 2. So we're likely going to be close to 8 or 9 at most.
Okay, so the question I have is it safe to assume that it passes the Senate? And let's assume it all passes and it's through as part of this fast-track economic bill, which is now up to $459 million? What's the amount on that? It's a lot of money. $459 million. What's the timeline on how soon this could happen? How soon can we be making bets here in Massachusetts?
You know, pump the brakes for a moment. It still has to get through the state Senate, and that's where it will likely encounter the most resistance. Today, the state Senate is considering a number of amendments to the sports betting bill that differ from what the House of Representatives approved. So if the Senate approves it, the House and the Senate have to conference and agree on, a similar bill. So there are still several steps that remain. But on the positive side, you know, Governor Baker is already on record as being supportive of sports betting. In fact, the House Economic Development Bill lists him as one of the sponsors. So he'll sign whatever bill is presented to him. I'm just not entirely sure or 100% confident that it clears the Senate this week. That's kind of up in the air. But if it does clear it and he signs it into law, which he will, I would say probably early 2021 would be the likely launch date for sports betting. Not sooner than that because of the time frame involved with writing regulations and issuing licenses. It's going to take a short while, but the companies that would be able to launch quickly, I think, would be DraftKings and FanDuel, because they don't necessarily have to have any kind of a brick-and-mortar presence. They could just turn the switch on. but the Gaming Commission will have a lot to say about when these activities can begin. So maybe the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. Well, so maybe it's done by the Super Bowl, again, part of a $459 million economic growth bill. I've seen the Red Sox included in a lot of this as one of the groups that was pushing for it. What was their participation in this? Do you know?
Lobbyists involved in the negotiations, and it should come as no shock that the Red Sox are going to benefit directly and indirectly in several ways. They made sure that the House bill includes a provision that would provide team venues, you know, owners and operators of venues like Fenway Park, Gillette Field, TD Garden, with a 1% excise fee on the gross gaming revenues associated with wagers made on games played at their venues. So the Red Sox should clear a pretty healthy amount of money just from their direct economic participation. And relatedly, the leagues, NBA, Major League Baseball, will receive guaranteed revenue streams from selling their live data feeds to betting operators, because as more and more of this betting takes place in an online environment, the popularity of in-game wagering will grow substantially. And in order to power that and make it work effectively, you need to have pretty good, reliable, timely, quick, fast data. And the leagues will make a significant amount of money selling that data to gambling companies. And of course, that will trickle down to the team owners.
League licensing, I get, and integrity fee for each league, I get. The 1% venue fee feels like a racket to me. What the hell is that all about? That's just someone getting a cut.
Someone's getting a cut.
That's just someone getting a cut. That's all that is.
Put the sign up in a building, yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's a relatively small amount. In other states, the leagues have been asking for approximately 5% of revenues. This XIC or integrity fee is only 1% of revenues, and it applies only to games played within Massachusetts. It doesn't apply to the Super Bowl, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. So at the end of the day, when you look at overall, this likely will impact gaming revenues or count for only maybe 0.20% of 1% of a gaming operator's revenues. It's a drop in the bucket. It is not a multi-million dollar score for any sports venue. I think when you look at it on an annualized basis, it's probably in the very low seven figures.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope your prediction that you made for a second go-round back in January, that by the next Super Bowl, sports gambling would be legal in Massachusetts. I hope that this is the thing that makes it happen here this week. And I hope we have a Radio Row to meet up.
Yeah, real quick on Radio Row, did you have an issue with refreshments last year?
Oh, boy.
Like trying to find food or water or anything?
There was no in-venue restaurants, or it was a pain in the neck, unlike Atlanta, where there was food galore. So hopefully Tampa will do a much better job than Miami. I think this is probably one of the least caffeinated and most difficult to find, you know, food zones of any Radio Row of the two that I've been to. But this year, I'm looking forward to being on the other side of the table. Yep. I have a podcast now called Conduct Detrimental, and we're going to be on Radio Row.
Excellent.
If there is a Radio Row.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we can pull this all together, and there will be legalized gambling, and we'll be seeing you in Tampa.
That's my parlay right there. I'm counting on it.
All right.
All right. See you, Daniel. Thanks,
Daniel,
buddy.
Good talking to you, as always.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Daniel Wallach joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand. As you heard, he has a new podcast, Conduct Detrimental, which is covering all the angles of sports legal issues, if you will.
I only got Conduct Detrimental once, so it was pretty good, 10 years.
Only once?
Only one time.
Only one time.
Yeah.
That's good. Daniel Wallach, always great to have him on the show. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter as well. Always a good follow there. He had the latest. He was the one breaking news last night on this passing the House in Massachusetts. At Wallach Legal is where you find him. 617-779-0985, the phone number. Patriots have a little bit of money to spend. They've got some cap space. Who are some potential targets for them in free agency right now? So doesn't want anybody. It's just put the money in your pocket.
Logan Ryan.
Let's get to the free agents next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Free agents are still on the market in the NFL. The Patriots have had a number of opt-outs in recent days. And, well, no one has opted out today. That's a plus.
That's good.
No one's opted out this morning. As far as we know, it's still at 6, right?
It's going to be staying at 6, I think.
Okay, it's going to stay at 6,
we
think. Have there been any other opt-outs this morning across the league?
I haven't seen any. I've been on Twitter here. I've not seen any. Get rep sheet, get a Schefter up, nothing.
There was this item, though. I will add this into the mix from Mike Florio, who says at least 25 players have opted out of the season. Mm-hmm. All other players have at least another week to make a final decision. Per multiple sources, the deadline for opting out arrived 7 days after the signing for the formal side agreement that documents the changes to the CBA. The side letter has yet to be signed. Hasn't been signed as of yesterday, which means at the very earliest, the date for opting out will be next Tuesday. And we've heard nothing. Let's assume and by the way, I don't think it's been signed today. We'd probably hear it when it was signed. So let's assume now it's at the very earliest a week from now.
So
if not later, it's at least next Wednesday.
We do hear some of these stories, you know, when guys get up there, get to camp and, you know, they start to go through the motions and the gruel and the grind of, you know, it's not 2 days, call it for what it is now, 1 day practice, but they're long days at the meetings and all that. And I just say, you know what, I just don't have it anymore. I'm just going to give it up. So you're going to get in there. And, you know, most teams are in. They already reported. They're starting the virtual meetings today. So you give it a week and say, you know what? I can't have a normal locker room. I can't have normal meetings. I can't communicate with my friends, our coaches the way I want. I just can't do this. I can't do it. You're going to have some stragglers that I think will bang out prior to the official final day to when you can announce whether you're going to forego the season or not. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's going to be more guys next week.
Darren Heitner is an NFL agent on Twitter at Darren Heitner. He says NFL players are in a tough spot, and he's represented some big names, I believe. They're being told to report to training camp unless they voluntarily opt out of the season due to COVID-19. Yet the 7-day window to opt out hasn't even opened yet. Thus, question is whether the decision is irrevocable prior to the window opening. It's plausible that many NFL players are traveling to training camp, unsure of whether they will opt out for the 2020 season.
They got to see it. They want to see it and experience it for a week. And just that's what I'm saying. You're going to have some guys that are potential fringe guys to begin with. And, you know, maybe they're getting up there. And I'm talking about veteran guys that feel secure.
He goes on to say some players are being forced into very uncomfortable situations as they try to figure out what is best for them and their families. And then I said, what happens? I tweeted at him and said, what happens when a player wants to opt out in 2 weeks or wants to opt out in a month? What happens then? And he said, per the summary provided by the NFLPA, there will be a limited basis to identify certain circumstances that permit a player to opt out later in the year based on family circumstances. Mm-hmm. So when I read that, doctor's note for who?
No, for
not for the player.
Family circumstances have to dictate that.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing it would have to be, you know, a young child.
Shouldn't that be covered already, though?
You have a newborn.
Don't you already know that by now, though? Shouldn't that already be covered and have discussions with your team? Like the high-risk guys.
Okay, but not a high-risk guy. A guy who all of a sudden says, well, my wife is having a baby in December. Or my wife is due in November.
Right.
I can come back now, but if I don't know what's going to happen when we get to that point. You know, I might want to leave then.
Right.
So that apparently is going to be the only situation in which guys are able to legally opt out and not just go home and face, you know, I would hope that teams are not planning on fining guys if they, you know, give it up halfway through the year.
Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend wants to gets pregnant. Like, it's just like, we're having a baby in February. I got to get out of here, guys. Chiefs are what, 13-2?
That is one wealthy child right there.
God, that's a freaking piece of the Royals.
He just bought a piece of a baseball team yesterday. So that is something to think about, and that's probably what's weighing on these players. They feel like they've only got this window. Maybe they want to travel to their team, but from my understanding is training camp officially started yesterday. There are no players at Gillette Stadium. They're not there. I think they're here and in the area. I don't think they're there. I really don't.
2 days, they'll be there.
2 days?
I think they'll be there in 2 days.
Okay, so you think they'll be there in 2 days. So that would mean the 31st is Friday. That would be, yeah, 3 days after camp was supposed to begin. They're not there yet.
We're in weird times, man.
They're not in the building yet. It was supposed to begin the 28th. I don't think they're there. My understanding is they're not. Same. Sounds like you're saying the same thing, though.
That's the way it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't spoken to anybody.
All right. So the other question was, with the free money, the money that's been freed up, I should say, mm-hmm. not free money. Here's a story from Nesson.com from Zach Cox. 12 free agents the Patriots could target after a flurry of players opt out. Let's go down the list. You just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
Cordy Glenn.
No.
DeMar Dotson.
No.
LaAdrian Waddle.
No.
Jared Valdir.
No.
Marshall Newhouse.
No. What are you laughing at?
That's just a few names for you.
I should tell you some. No, never mind.
Why?
Nothing good.
Linebacker Mark Barron.
Well, interesting. Alabama.
Linebacker Clay Matthews.
Interesting. They had interest in him.
Nigel Bradham.
Well, that's the thing. Real quick with Matthews. So can you, does Winovich have the ability to kick inside, maybe move around a little bit? You know, they experimented with Hightower, inside, outside, edge guy, you know, A-gap shooter. If you get a guy like him, you got to kick one of those young guys.
These are three linebackers. Like Barron, Matthews, Bradham. All of them have their upsides.
I think I'd be interested in all three.
Okay. You know what? Those are interesting names to me.
The other one's quick
because
nails. Quick
yesterday, nails. The news on Hightower, that's a blow, man.
No Hightower, no Collins, no Van Noy. That's all you need to know. Yes, you'd be interested in any of those.
And our graphic here on the simulcast gives you a couple extra names that are not here, which are Darren Lee and Alec Ogletree.
No. Eric Reed from the safety position. No. I mean, if you want to bolster corner too, I mean, take a peek at bringing back Logan Ryan.
Yeah, so the safety's here to help replace Chung, Eric Reed, Tony Jefferson, Rashad Jones, Clayton Gaithers.
You've got Duggar. You've got Phillips. You know.
This is where the drafting. Hey, can you draft or not?
You hope.
Can Duggar play or not? You drafted him in the second round.
This is a big yuck one here.
Oh,
this
man, the tackle just, free agent ugh. List is bleh. A lot of junk there. Mm. A lot of junk. More on that. Your call is 617-779-0985. Also, a long-term view, Aaron Rodgers is openly admitting that he could see a split with the Packers.
I listened to this whole thing. It was pretty good.
We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports.
Sports Hub.
At some point, there's like a ridiculous decision that has to be made, because if you're just you and you can stay healthy, the team has to either choose about, we're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, which is sounds nuts, or we're just not going to play our first round draft pick. How does this end?
I think probably the former. I think that's probably what happens, you know, based on, you know, just the circumstances around everything. You know, you look at, just look at the facts. You know, they traded up, they drafted him. I would say they like him. They want to play him. Now I think quarterbacks are playing earlier. It gives some latitude for young coaches and GMs to play their guys. And I get it. I really do. Like I don't harbor any ill will about it. Like, was I bummed out? Of course. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be? Mm-hmm. You know, like I wanted to play my entire career in Green Bay. I love the city. I grew up there. Really, I was 21. I'm 36 now. You know, a lot changes during that time. But look, I get it. I see it completely clearly, and I'm not bitter about it. It just kind of is what it is.
He's not bitter. He's Mr. Bitter.
What a weirdo.
It's cool now, man. It's cool.
Well, that to me is just the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Tom Brady watched Jimmy Garoppolo get picked, sensed that they were drafting him as a replacement.
It worked his ass off.
And he went crazy.
Yeah.
In terms of being better prepared, continuing to work on being a better player, better quarterback, better everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. Aaron Rodgers does an interview and is like, yeah, I get it. I'm not bitter.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to finish here.
It is what it is.
I'll let him beat me out.
Based on the circumstances, I'm probably going to go elsewhere. Like, why?
But at least he gave you the details. Like, you know, hey, I'm sitting there, and yeah, we trade up in the draft, so it kind of perks me up because we're one game away from the Super Bowl last year. He's right. They get their ass kicked by San Fran, but they're one game away.
They don't want me anymore, so I'll just play out the string.
Yeah, they moved up, and I'm thinking, what receivers are there? What receivers are there? No, they didn't get a receiver. They moved up to get a quarterback. Ooh. Yeah, now it's on. All he has to do is look at the Brady situation. Like you said, you brought up Brady.
I'm not
like that. Brady's playing in Tampa, dude.
I'm not here advocating
the guy
that
won six. You got one. one ring. And he looks at Aaron Rodgers is put on his pedestal like he has five rings.
Yep.
He doesn't. He doesn't have five rings, and by all accounts, many accounts, not all, but many accounts, he's a real pain in the ass to work with. He's a hard guy to get along
with. Which brings us to the conversation.
He's a hard guy to work with.
If he becomes free there, would you be interested in him here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Ultimately, yes, despite all the drawbacks.
It is so much a different conversation. We say, okay, do you want Cam Newton or do you want Aaron Rodgers? You want Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers probably has more quality years left than maybe Cam Newton does.
And he is still young.
And Cam Newton's health is a major question mark this year.
Well, I think it's health and playing style, too. Now, I think there's a little bit of an accuracy. Rodgers is accurate. Now, he may get a little goofy in the red zone at times, but I think that's more on some of the coaching. But when he's in his zone, he's in his zone. Like, that dude can catch fire and catch fire quick. But I mean, the whole Jordan Love thing, too.
What?
I watched a little bit of stuff on him. Like, they moved up to grab him in the first round.
Yeah, they like him.
Yeah.
They like him. They like him like Bill Belichick liked Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And that's this coaching staff's guy, isn't it?
It is. Should be. Mm-hmm. Or style. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, Aaron Rodgers thinks he's out. He thinks he's out of there. Do you want him in New England? Do you want him here next year?
I'd be interested.
If he's free.
Here's the thing, too, though. No. Who's your receivers? Who's your tight end?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
He had some guys that could get vertical with him, man, in Green Bay over the years. Okay. They went and got him.
Okay.
Some people,
who, on the
Devontae Adams,
who on the Patriots are the long term receivers who you're like, oh, that guy's going to be here for years to come?
It should be N'Keal Harry, and that's it.
Yeah.
Period.
But do you know that?
No.
I don't know
James
that.
White's a free agent. But what if James isn't here? What if you don't have a good third down back?
I have no idea. I mean, listen.
What if these tight ends don't develop? You can't even keep a fullback on your roster right now. One gets hurt, one taps out, and it's like in and out, snip, snap, snip. You know, Edelman be, what, 35? 36? What do you think, Sanu's going to be really, really good this year? You know, you see him running up the hill, McCone, you get all excited about that?
No.
Yeah. You didn't see him breaking away from guys, did you? Getting open. Boy, Cam better be able to thread that needle. Whew. Tight coverage, man. Tight coverages here. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that's killer here with this whole post-Brady thing. Whoever the next guy is, Hoyer, Stidham, Newton, you better be freaking accurate. That ball better be out on time, because these guys do not separate. Do not separate. Edelman separates. He wins off footwork. But that's all predicated in an 8-yard box. And if you don't have another presence opposite him or outside him to that side, if they don't respect the outside guy and they can jam him and put guy one-on-one, or they could bring some schlep-free safety down to cover your average tight end, Edelman's dead. They'll IO him. They'll inside out him. One guy waiting, one guy there sitting there with safety over the top. You're effed. You're screwed. And that can't be the case this year. Somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to respond. Hopefully it's Harry. You could see the physical talent there. The guy's explosive. James White, contract year. What week's Burkhead go down? What do we got that over and under on? Week 5?
I don't know. That's your guy.
I like him.
You tell us.
Yeah.
It's your dude. I just think that Aaron Rodgers, with better coaching over the years, may have won more Super Bowls. So I don't hold the fact that he's only got one against him.
He's just such a smarmy prick.
He is. Absolutely. That's what you'd be getting.
Like, what are you going to do? You going to shave? You going to not shave? You going to get a haircut? You going to wash your hair? You going to let it grow out? You going to wear that weird bolo tie? What are you? Who are you? What is your identity this year? Do you have one? You going to wear wristbands? You going to put a towel on? I don't, there's times he looks like a quarterback, times he doesn't. That's all. There's things about him that bug the hell out of me. Again, I mean.
Do you want me to read something that Trenny Kuznarek wrote back in May about this possibility?
Oh, okay, yeah.
For NBC Sports Boston.
Absolutely.
I think everyone over there is sort of picking up the slack, doing a little extra.
You see Phil Perry hosting the other night?
I didn't see that.
What's going on?
I did not see that.
Tangerine must be in Nantucket.
And she is a born and raised a Packer fan, and wrote about how Rodgers could be a fit here.
Oh, that's right. They did that. Right? Tangway's the roads to the Super Bowl, right?
And stop so there. The last paragraph, I just pulled it up because I'm like, I remember reading this, how he would be a cultural fit in New England, how much he would love it here.
Cultural fit?
Let me read you the paragraph. It says, and you'll agree with it. Yeah. Lastly, Rodgers is a perfect cultural fit for New England. The guy is a grade A philanthropic nerd. The Northern Cali boy would relish living in a city known for its academia, arts, and culture. He'd sit courtside at Celtics games, sipping Wick's fancy and delicious tequila at night, and make the rounds at the State House during the day. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I'd rather hang out with David Andrews.
I could see, exactly. But David Andrews and Aaron Rodgers, probably not.
Fun, not fun, right?
Yeah, just not different guys. Yep. Different types of guys. Hey, coming up next, we will have this date in show history, but also, before that, we will be giving away once again a pair of tickets to the race on Sunday, the NASCAR race happening in New Hampshire.
That's next. Rednecks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As promised, your chance right now to win tickets to the NASCAR race this Sunday. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. Call the right number. Contest line only. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of passes to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 coming to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Sunday, August 2nd. Tickets available at nhms.com. Time now for this date in show history. Huh.
State show history.
Me? Is it me? Who is that?
What?
Who's that saying that?
I don't know.
That was Zoe live.
That was Zoe?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Zoe live.
Stay.
I thought you would mix that in. Zoe doing it right now.
Yeah.
Here and now. Hey. This date, last year, July 29th, you were hosting with Ted Johnson.
Nice. I think we were at the Hall. I think we're at the Hall of Patriots.
Is that right?
I think so.
So you had yourself quite the day. I wasn't a part of this show, so I have no recollection.
There's the beauty. Yeah.
There are highlights of your day. I wonder why I wasn't here that day.
You always take your vacay right there.
No, it's earlier than that.
No, yeah, but remember you said I'm taking it, and it coincided with the start of camp. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I think I went to Maine for a couple of days. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you banged out early up there.
Yeah. I went to Maine for a couple of days. I'm like, where was I? They said, the hell with it. Hell with the start of camp.
Right.
First day sucks anyway.
Yeah, it sure does.
It wasn't even a practice day. It was the induction day.
Correct.
All right. Well, I'm curious to know how this day went.
Should be good.
Here are the highlights of
fine.
Here's the highlights of Zoe's day.
What about that Henway?
The what?
The Henway.
What's the Henway?
About 6 pounds.
There you go. This never ends.
Let's go to Jim.
In 2001, can you think of a player that he brought in 2001 that a lot of people that had an attitude that had a kind of
Cox.
There you go, Brian Cox.
Everybody loves Cox,
right? What do you think about my comparison, Juwan Bentley to like a Brandon Spikes, like
but
thumper,
faster.
Like maybe more athletic,
more speed. Yeah, yeah.
That kid came in and
Spikes a little flashed. Stiff, but he's got that. He'll knock you down in the dirt.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's my go-to sense. Get it? Dunkin' go-tos are a great deal. 2 foot. Dunkin' fuck me. Hold on. Here we go. Shut up.
What a day.
Fired up. It's Dunkin' go-tos. They bring them back yet? No.
Yeah, they were back for a while.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. They haven't updated you and I about that at any point.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, haven't heard anything. Yeah, it's too bad.
Mm.
I don't know where to get my coffee now. 2018.
I know where I get mine.
2018. 2 years ago on this date, a caller blamed Tom Brady's problems on his wife, but he struggled with the name. He struggled.
How close are you with Brady?
Just close enough?
Let me answer. Close.
What's that matter?
Okay. Do you think Gazelle had any bearings on Brady's more life? I mean, more professional life?
In what way? What do you mean? Like the fact that he's still playing?
I want to tell you a story. I told Falgo and Mathis, too. I was watching a Monday night game, and it was the Patriots against someone, and Collinsworth and the other guy there had Gazelle as a guest. And they
so there was a gazelle between Collinsworth and Al Michaels.
No, Colin. I was watching a Monday Night Football game.
Got it.
And Collinsworth had.
And Gazelle was in the booth.
Right. Yes, in the booth. And they had asked Gazelle about dating Tom Brady.
I can't do this.
And she said, "No, he's taken because at the time he was at Monningham.
Was he dating a giraffe?"
No.
Oh, so you're going back. You're going back.
All right, what's the
you're
point?
You're going back to 2008.
Okay, my point is, I think the Gazelle is dragging Tom down.
Gazelle and Morningham. Is that what you have with your eggs?
Yeah, what would you have?
Morningham.
Morningham.
The Morningham and eggs.
See, Dennis downstairs doesn't like when the eggs touch the Morningham, so he'll send it back.
The Morningham.
Right. What do you feed a gazelle?
Like, I don't know.
You know, some of these places, like if you go to some of these town and country places where you could do the, you get the apples and fresh fruit, roadside stands. Some of them do sell the squared bundles where you could take them home if you have baby goats at home. And, you know, see, you don't live out in the country where I do. Like a lot of people out there, they have animals out there, chickens running around, goats, horses. Horses eat hay. I would assume gazelles eat hay. You had horses by you, McCone?
No.
Yeah. Where you live?
West Roxbury.
Ooh.
No horses there.
Yeah.
Nope.
None there.
You got horses?
We do. Up us, yeah.
You're
have
down here out in the country.
That's a lady bitches all the time about when I fired a... never mind. Can't talk about that.
You and your fireworks?
Yeah.
Why can't you talk
about
it?
Horse gets spooked and she gets all nuts. Like,
you're not allowed to talk about it anymore?
Well, I shouldn't. I don't have any fireworks.
That's a lie.
But you can't talk about it anymore?
I love Atlas. I mean, when I go see my friends in New Hampshire.
I'm confused. Why are you not allowed to talk about it anymore? You reach some sort of
non-disclosure agreement? In New Hampshire, my friend's house.
Yeah, of course.
When I go visit my friends up in the Lakes region.
Up in the Lakes region.
Yep. You know? I hit Atlas. They have four locations up there. Awesome.
Terrific.
Yep.
Love New Hampshire.
Get them boomers, man.
Love New Hampshire.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Way to go.
Mm.
She has horses, though.
Yeah. See, I'd take my kids down there and feed them, too.
You go feed the horses?
Walk through the woods, and she throws all the horse crap out this way towards our property.
Where the gasoline and motor oil pit is?
Right. Yeah, where all my dump is. I'm back. McCone, I got this like...
lead paint? Anything else you can... Anything else
that's a hazardous waste? You know what else I spilled there? So I was doing my deck, my concrete deck, and I had this acrylic sealer. But the high... Man, I'm telling you, take freaking paint off the side of a house. And the deck looks great, though, the cement. And I had some left. I went and spilled it up back. So...
Why didn't you save it in case you needed more for something?
I did. I used most of it, but like some of the drips, I just had to throw the can out. So I had to put it in a recyclable. Big 5-gallon bucket can. It says hazardous real big on the side.
Okay.
Put that right now.
Is it flammable?
Huh?
Hell
yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is it like nail polish?
Yeah, pretty much. Smelled like a nail salon. You know when you walk in a nail salon? Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, this is great.
All right. 2017. 3 years ago, you couldn't contain yourself when it came to the name of a certain Red Sox starting pitcher. Do you know who that was?
I can't even.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It was like Dickhead, right?
Doug Fister, who I feel has received a lot of criticism.
His name's.
Over the last, I don't know, month. Listen, he's your fifth starter. He's a guy who is out of work.
Yeah, we know Chris Sale's damn good. Just keep doing what you're doing, Fister. I can't get past the name.
Endeavors feels like to me that he could be a bit of a bad ball hitter. Yeah, he could slap one the other way, or he can, you know, kind of fist one down the line. There's fist for you, so, right?
Did you hear that air horn in the background? We were down at camp that day. Memories. Hit an air horn. Switch periods. Let's go, guys, on the move. Keep it moving. 9-on-7's over. Blitz period. Mm. The good old days.
The good old days.
I don't think we'll be at camp this year.
There is no camp, I don't think. Endeavors feels like to me that he could be a...
It's either that or a cat just got killed on Route 1.
Doug Fister.
Jimmy Stewart's kind of trying to stretch it out over the road.
Fister. 90 seconds, no commercials. We'll be right back with the noontime hour. Here's McCone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.